A cold front is set to come through the area tonight into tomorrow morning, and that front is going to dramatically change the temperatures. So we're looking at a blast of winter cold set to come in late tonight into the day tomorrow. Along with that, plenty of wind will kick up. Gusts may reach up over 40 to potentially near 50 miles per hour tonight into the day tomorrow. And that's going to make it feel even colder. And we will keep things on the cool side over the weekend. The coolest day is on Saturday. Temperatures by Sunday should rebound back into the 40s for most of the region. Right now, temperatures are mainly in the 40s. It's been a fairly seasonable day, with temperatures reaching up into the 40s to near 50 degrees this afternoon. Clouds have rolled in through the day, and those clouds are coming in advance of the cold front that will come through tonight. So as the front comes by, a scattering of rain and snow showers will be possible, and there may even be a couple of bursts of snow or a couple of snow squalls later tonight. I don't think accumulations will be a giant deal across the area, but there's certainly potential for at least some accumulation, especially across the higher elevations, though even in the valleys, there may be some patches of a snow cover by morning. The other concern with the rush of cold coming in is that roads may be damp from the rain and snow showers tonight and then turn icy late tonight into tomorrow morning. So be aware that there may be some icy spots on the roadways heading into work first thing tomorrow. The wind will kick up as well as the front comes by. We're looking at the potential for wind gusts that could reach up over 40 miles an hour. Temperatures late tonight drop back into the teens and 20s across most of the area. And that will set the stage for a cold day tomorrow. Highs in most areas will be below freezing. The wind will still be quite gusty, and that means that wind chill will be a big player tomorrow. So be sure you have that heavy winter coat ready to go. A few scattered snow showers are possible through tomorrow, especially during the first part of the day, and then west of Albany into tomorrow afternoon. There may still be some scattered snow showers and flurries. The weekend looks quiet but cold, and we could see a little light wintry mix in our area by Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers with a possible snow squall, turning windy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, windy and cold with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers and a possible snow squall. Windy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, some scattered snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers. Windy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. Windy and cold with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain and snow showers with a possible snow squall. Windy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds with scattered flurries. Windy and cold, high 26 to 32. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the low to mid-30s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and not as cold, high 38 to 46. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.